Horse Racing Preview is brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.
Delighted to say Martin Murphy joins us on the line. Martin, very warm welcome to you.
Thank you, Patrick. How are you keeping?
Doing very well, I suppose. We were both had a period of holidays there over the last 2 weeks, so that's why we've been on the missing lists. But great to get away, I suppose, at some stage during the season.
Oh, definitely. I think everyone needs to recharge batteries. And there was some good racing, I suppose, in our absence, but lots of good racing again the weekend. And the one thing, I suppose, for punters to be just watch out for is the ground is very good at the moment, but a lot of rain forecast everywhere, so things could change a lot. Keep an eye on that updated ground reports tomorrow. Maybe we're looking for softish ground probably by 11 on Sunday, so even though the ground is good at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely. Before we go into the racing, just one story really to touch on, breaking this morning. Ruby Walsh back in the saddle this weekend with two rides in Limerick on Sunday.
Yeah, good to see him back, because he'll be getting worried every, you know, the longer it takes, I suppose, Patrick, and he's got two very good chances on Sunday. I suppose that, you know, every time he gets an injury now, it probably takes a bit longer and longer to recover. And he is a good fair bit off now with the likes of Paul Townend and Rachel Blackmore in the Jockey Championship. So anyone who's backed him for that would be glad to see him back. But he should be in a good time tower, I think, in that third race, all right, the Mayor's Hurdle on Sunday. Be good to see him back in the saddle. And now, I suppose, once this weekend is over, once Champions weekend is over, next weekend for the English, it'd be all steam ahead for the national hunt season.
Absolutely. And just briefly touching on that National Hunt Jockeys Championship, both Paul Townend and Rachel Blackmore tied on 41, but to be fair to Rachel Blackmore, she's put in some sterling rides over the last couple of weeks.
Unbelievable, Patrick. Like, she really is getting better and better. I mean, I know, like, I mean, it's great that every, you know, keeps pointing to the fact that she's a girl and all the rest of it. And, like, you know, she has to stop riding Minor Shortly, and once Winnie Mullins and Gordon Elliott gets the big team out, she won't be finding it so easy to ride winners. But Henry Bramhall is really playing with some great horses at the moment, some great rides. And more importantly, I think Giggle Sound certainly seems to be very much in our camp, which is a big thing. And she's not letting anybody down. There's no question about that. She really is a top-class rider. And she's even riding a couple of winners in the flat as well. I seen her win a two-hour race last week for Winnie Mullins at Tipperary, won very well. I seen her win actually a couple of weeks ago on John J. Walsh's horse at Gordon Park. So it doesn't matter if it's hurdles, chases or on the flat, she's very, very, very capable.
And mind you, there was a big gamble on that winner last weekend, 40-1 into 5-1. Big gamble landed there by the stables of Clough Sutton. I suppose let's have a look at the weekend's racing. Busy weekend all told, Martin, and there's a plethora of horses running everywhere.
Oh, absolutely. Ferry House tomorrow on National Own Star, first of seven races off at 2 o'clock. The ground, as I see there, is good to firm, good in places, but they are expecting anything up to 25 mils of rain. I'm speaking here in Kildare, which wouldn't be that far away, and we've had plenty of rain this morning now, and it's raining fairly solidly all the way through. A couple of interesting races there. I think in the first race, Hardline's interesting horse, Beginner's Chase, Gordon Eddy. He was a good horse last season. He kind of underrated a bit, but he kept winning graded races eventually. He was rated 140 at one stage. I suppose he'd be fancy to go by in the first, but Henry de Bramhall has two good ones in this, Capital Force and Avrico Blue. And Avrico Blue with Rachel up would have a good chance. The second very good horse called El Reachborough in Listowel, who went on and won a grade 3 race very easily at Tipperary last weekend. That's Dosser Bryan's exciting chaser, and I think he could be one to be worth following. I think Avrico Blue might be worth following that first race tomorrow to beat Hardline.
Second race tomorrow is the Mayor's Beginner's Chase. Just the eight declarations, I should say, in this one.
Yeah, Make My Heart Fly has done well for Gordon Elliott over hurdles during the winter months, or during the summer months. It was kind of winning in races like Perth and those, and it didn't really, a lot of people probably underrating it really, but it was a good effort last week when second to a good time tower in a conditions hurdle or listed hurdle. And I suppose if she takes defences, she'll take a bit of beating here. Creation, though, for Henry de Bramhall, Rachel Blackmore. I always love Henry's horses first time over fences. Has them really well schooled, and this one could go very well here. Ran well in a big punch down hurdle for Mayors late last season. Bargy Lady for Winnie Mullins has been slightly disappointing over fence today, but you'd have to give it a bit of a chance as well, along with Polar Present, who fell last weekend. But maybe Creation again could be another one for the Henry Bramhead, Rachel Blackmore alliance.
The 80-109 rated handicap hurdle at 4:20 over 2 miles has 13 in it.
Yeah, interesting one here is Warnock, I think, Patrick. He ran 3 times over hurdles last season. Didn't really set the world alight, but he's a decent mare in the flat. Loves a cut in the ground, so any rain that falls will be very much in her favour. She's a very good mare in the flat. I'd say she weighed about 85, 86 in the flat. She only weighed 103 over hurdles. And if, I know it's always a bit dangerous. Maybe she's not as good as over hurdles as she is in the flat, but she does look very well handicapped here, and I give her a big chance of winning this. Tour General for Tony Martin was a good winner last time, Roscommon, up £5 for that, and David Russell on board. That's the likely favourite. But I think Warnock is very interesting.
The handicap hurdle, the 80-95 2.5 mile contest, is the 4.55 contest in the card. You have the maximum field of 16.
Yeah, Glenda McCree was a good winner last time out, up £5 for that for Aidan Probley and Mark Enright. They would have a chance. Also, again, the Henry Bonhead Rich Blackmore Alliance here with Horsecombe Mile on Minute, who finished third last time out. That was, you know, a decent effort. It's an open-looking race. It's not the strongest of contests, and maybe Glenda McCree might be good enough to win again.
Anything else on the Fairy House card tomorrow, Martin?
I just thought in the third race, the 3.10 of interest in a horse called Neddy Vaughan. I don't know how much rain he'd actually want, but he ran a good race when he was fourth over hurdles last time at Navan. Before that, second at Killarney. Power coach is Chrissy Roach's son. He doesn't train too far away from me. He's making a bit of a name for himself. He seems a very capable lad. Liam Gilligan is doing well as a £7 claimer. He's claiming four in this race. And I think that one there, Neddy Vaughan, is the one I'd be looking at maybe supporting that 3.10.
Okay, so that is the action at Fairy House on tomorrow. Let's have a look at the action then at Limerick over the weekend. 2 days action. First day is tomorrow, Saturday, where they have an 8-race flat card down for decision. 1:05 kickoff at the Limerick venue. And the first race we're going to look at is the Munster Mile Handicap worth €26,000. With the 11 entries, good ranking of runners here, Martin.
Yeah, very strong race this, and the ground will be soft in Limerick. Two or three horses here have to carry big penalties. Gentle Jay was a runaway winner at Galway a couple of weeks ago for Harry Rogers, Chris Hayes. Same team again, but they're up £17, and this is a stronger contest, so she'll be doing well to follow up here. Insignia Rank was a big shock winner at Tipperary last weekend, 33-1, got in his first reserve, and won very well, up £12, but Andrew Slattery claimed £7 back off it, so that would have a bit of a chance. Jim Cannon, top one, is very decent farm on soft ground. Canary Row is an old favourite in these type of races. He loves soft ground. He ran a good race when Turtle stole in his last run. He must have a big chance. But the one I was looking at maybe is down towards the bottom, horse called Only Human for Edward Lynham. Good second last time out to Dreamwalker at Galway a couple of weeks ago. Ground was very soft on that occasion. He likes the ground soft. And with Declan McDonough on board from a decent stall in stall six, I think he's got a first rate chance here.
The Martin Maloney Stakes is the big race on Saturday's card, with the maximum field of 7 runners for the black type contest.
Yeah, Twilight Payment certainly deserves to win, Patrick. There's no question about that. Good second in Ace a couple of weeks ago. Ran well in the Ledger. Ran well against a couple of horses in group race early on in the season. Actually hasn't won this season yet, but certainly is due a win. I think a mile and a half is probably a little bit on the short side from him. I'm not quite sure if he would love the soft ground, but there's a couple of three-year-olds in this. The King for Jessica Harrington certainly has run some very smart races this season and would take plenty of beating. But maybe Dermot Wells Jaga, who certainly needed to run the last time and a little bit disappointing at Gordon Park. Her earlier season form was quite good. She was second to Blue Wins to occur on soft ground, and with Lee Rose taking the mountain, she's getting plenty of stone off Twilight Payment. She just might be the one here over the mile and a half trip.
The apprentice handicap over 10 furlongs was divided this morning, Martin. Anything like in the two divisions of this race?
Yeah, tough enough contest here, as you imagine. There's plenty of horses here with chances. There was a horse there called Get Out of Jail. I thought ran very well, went second in Limerick, actually England yesterday. Chase someone at Gordon Elliott. So if he turns up again in that first division, would have to have a good chance. Well, maybe in the second division, a horse called Happy Company has run some decent races in the past, like soft ground, and might be good enough to go to reward these race support. And two very open races, those two handicaps.
Later on in the card, Martin, Cyrus Dalian, who was one of the gambles at the Laytown meeting that won two runs back, he runs under a new trainer there tomorrow.
That's right, indeed. He was a very big, well-gambled horse. I actually remember the claim of that race. There was 27 claims in for that horse, which is really Patrick. At 5,000, he looked a bit of a steal. He had some reasonable form when trained in England. Just looked, you know, too good to be true there for 5,000. He must go well. He wouldn't probably want the ground to go too soft. That's the only thing that you would maybe have a slight worry about. But I do think that maybe UCUCC, he's a horse that loves the soft ground, likes Limerick, and I think this one won't be too far away.
Anything else on the Limerick card tomorrow?
Possibility maybe there in the 4:30 event. Horse called Fuart, who's improved an awful lot in recent times, must have a good chance. But maybe Drumbeg Dream, who came back to winning ways last time for Austin Leahy, likes soft ground, was a good winner last time out a couple of weeks ago, and might be good enough to win again.
Fuart, a very good winner of the Lazarus in Mallow on Wednesday during the week as well. Let's keep with the Patrick's Well venue, because they host a massive card on Sunday. Of course, the feature being the John Thomas McNamara Munster National. We'll touch on that race in a short while, but the opening race looks to be a cracker on paper, Martin. That's the Dunraven Arms Adair Novice Hurdle. It's a listed contest over 2.5 miles with 7 going to post.
Yeah, as you say, a very strong contest this. I mean, a good few and maiden hurdle winners here and previous winners as well. Air Supremacy is the horse I like myself, Joseph Bryan, good winner at the stall. Before that was Sound Maiden, Bryan had won a Curragh Maiden in 2017. He just looks the type of horse that's since improving an awful lot, and I might side with him again. But Get a Reason for Ruby Walsh, Sapphire Lady for Woody Mullins as well, and Kelly the Mason. They're a strong team for the Clos Sutton stable. They all have good form. Kelly the Mason was a good winner at Galway Festival and must have a speak. Well, any support for Elwood, a horse that came from France for Gordon Elliott, would also be very interesting here with Jack Hendy on board. Madison to Monroe as well for Jessica Hampton is certainly a decent horse. Won over 3 miles to Tipperary in May. A very interesting contest this, and maybe Air Supremacy can keep the winning one going.
10 runners will face the starter in the second race. That's the Irish Racing Wall Mayor's Handicap Hurdle.
I do like Misty Millie here, I think, Patrick, especially with the ground likely to ease here. She does like soft ground, and she ran a good second last time in the stall. I think maybe she might be good enough. Water Spray for Gordon Elliott and EJTK for Gavin Cromwell, who's having a great run of late. Enjoyed a big success last weekend in France with Princess Jay, so that was a great form. And I think maybe she could go well here, but Misty Millie with Jack Hendy will do for me.
Keep the mares in mind for the third race, as the listed contest is the Marsh Powers Solicitors Mares Hurdle. 2.6 furlongs is the trip, and as you mentioned a little bit earlier on, Good Time Tara back with Ruby Walsh in the place.
Yeah, hard to see her getting beat here, apparently. She really is a very solid mare in this type of company. Good winner at Gordon Park last week. Make my heart fly, but again, give her a bit of a race. But I think at the way it looks like Good Time Tara, it'd be a bit of a surprise if she gets beaten there on Sunday.
The PwC Chase is the conditions contest over 2.5 miles with 5 going to post.
It looks a two-horse race here between Tombstone and Montalbano. Tombstone, you know, was a classy hurdler, but didn't really produce it that much over fences that season. Did okay now, did run some very good races. He's to give £2 though to Montalbano, who I think is got his jumping sorted out now in recent times and might be on a winning run now. I think maybe Montalbano with Paul Townend up could be too good for Tombstone here.
The big race, of course, the John Thomas and McNamara Munster National Handicap Chase over the 3 miles. We've seen some sterling horses here throughout the years winning this race, and we've got the maximum field again of 16 going to post.
Yeah, the way it's headed here by Alfred is over. Now, he ran a cracker in the race last year. He finished second to Total Recall. Now, at the time, Total Recall looked an extremely well-handicapped horse, and so approved. He went on and won the big Old Hennessy Gold Cup at Newbury a couple of weeks later. After this Obo, certainly not without a chance, even with David Russell on board, having to carry to 11.10, he's plenty of weight. But it probably isn't as strong a race this year as it was last year. I certainly wouldn't rule him out. He always runs well fresh. He hasn't actually ran since he fell at the 15 fence in the Aintree Grand National last April. He hasn't ran since then. But he was sure to be fit and fancied, and provided the ground doesn't go too soft on him, he's got a good chance off top weight. Rogue Angel for Gordon Elliott as well. Jack Kennedy takes the mount here. Good third in the Kerry National. Possibly maybe went for home a little bit soon on that occasion, but you'd have to give him a good chance. Farmer in the Irish Grand National course as well. Timmy in for Gordon Eddy as well. Mark Walsh on board. He made a very bad mistake at the first fence in the Kerry National, so totally forget about that run. His previous effort when he won at Kilbeggan was quite good. He's up £10 for that, and he must have a bit of a chance. Another one maybe worth a second look would be Kyle Crew for John Patrick Ryan down towards the bottom. Always kind of runs well in these type of races, and the stablemate Kilcarry Bridge is the same. But I was looking at Eric McNamara, the local trainer, horse called Black Scorpion. I was very impressed when I seen him win last time. He won well at Killarney that day, LaSalle it was, and he's up £11 for it. He did win over 3 miles, Patrick, as a hunter chaser a couple of seasons ago, so he probably should get the trip well enough. He wouldn't want maybe the ground to go too soft, but I just think Kevin Brudel claiming 7 and just has 9.6 to carry. I think he's got a very good chance each way, maybe a bit of a price.
Yeah, I'm with you, Martin. I think he's got a real life chance as well, especially when winning as a hunter's chaser in Cork last April, 12 months, winning a decent hunter's chase at the time. Went on to win a couple of decent handicap chases along the way as well. He's improved a long way now to be up to 129.
He has indeed, and it's just he's up £11 for his last win. Obviously, this is probably his biggest test, but it's just like the way he won. It's just the type of horse that I think hopefully will continue to improve, and he could be represent good value there on Sunday.
The lucky last is the Racing Post to beginner's chase, Martin.
Yeah, hard to know here. Light duties for Charles Burns, maybe if things go well for him. Boot Camp, though, certainly is a good chance for Gordon Elliott. And if the rain came in time, Cliff House would also be a bit of a chance on his overall form. Tricky little contest for a 6-horse race. Maybe Boot Camp might be the one.
Okay, so that is the card on Sunday at the Patrick's Well venue. Of course, 2 days of action there at Limerick over the weekend. Of course, a fantastic card up in Navan as well on Sunday. 4 Irish meetings this weekend for anyone going racing. We're going to kick off with the second race. That's the Legacy Stakes over the 5-furlong sprint. And we have 12 entering the box in this one.
Yeah, well, a lot of rain forecast around could be on the easy side by Sunday. And that Well, probably would spell bad news for the likely favourite here, Never No More, for Aidan O'Brien. He was a good winner at Dundalk there recently. Previously showed good form in second at Naas. But I just feel maybe the ground might be on Sunday by the time race time could be on the soft sides for him. It is an open-looking contest, though. I thought two of Michael Callaghan's here, Recon Mission and Angelic Light, would be two interesting horses here. I thought Angelic Light ran the Meigler last time. I didn't make any impact on that. They were very disappointed with that effort. But before they had run well at Tacurra in a maiden, and the second horse on that occasion won very well at Cork last Wednesday. So maybe Gary Halpin's going to engine the glide. Could be worth it each way a bet. Eclipse Storm there for Fozzie Snack was a good winner in Ace in his first run. He could be anything as well. Colin Keane takes the mount because Chris Hayes suspended. But I think maybe Angelic Light each way, maybe 10 or 12 to 1, might be worth a few euro each way.
Over the same trip of the 5 furlong sprint, the Testimonial Stakes is the third race to list the contest, with 14 entering the stalls.
Well, there was one race last weekend, I was presumably watching Longchamp there, Patrick, and the Prix de l'Abbé, there was one horse there really caught the eye, a horse called Lost Treasure. Now, it was only an ordinary horse going into it, playing by Aidan O'Brien, only rated by 87, 89, and he put up a tremendous performance in finishing really fast, to finish 50, almost actually would have won the race with only a couple of another maybe 100 yards. Now, he's gone up to 112 in that, and if you reproduce that form 7 days later, on maybe a slightly different surface as well, you'd have to say there's a big chance of winning here. His stable companion, St. Patrick's Day, ran a good race from second in Ace a couple of weeks ago to an English horse called Unfortunately, and this English one here was looking at horse called Snazzy Jazzy. Won well at soft ground last time. He won actually the Bronze Gold Cup, a big handicap at Doncaster a couple of weeks ago, and that was quite good for him. He'd already won last year. He won a big sales race here to Curra on very soft ground. The ground all around the falls over the weekend would certainly be to his liking, and Hector Crouch comes over to ride him. He must have a solid chance there from stall one. Well, down fourth for William McCreary, he's one that certainly would like soft ground. Well, Smash Williams is another one for Jim Bulger, who always runs well. So it's a very open contest. If Lost Treasure, if that run could be believed last week and could be a real reliable guy to his chance, he obviously would be the one to beat. But I think the English one, Snazzy Jonesy, I'll be back in that heat way.
The 1 mile Staffordstown Stakes is the 350 contest, Martin. We saw Coral Beach winning and Credenza winning both at Cork on Wednesday's card, but it looks likely that their stablemate Peachtree will be the likely favourite.
It would be, I'd say, all right, Patrick. It looks like Coral Beach and Credenza would have to improve a fair bit on their wins at Cork just last Wednesday to get involved here, but you never know that with Aidan O'Brien. He seems that sometimes he's able to produce tremendous improvement with these horses. The English one here is interesting, Mark Johnson's Accordance, second at Goodwood in late July. A good sixth last time out in the Mayhill Stakes behind one of Aidan O'Brien's actually there on that occasion, and that was quite a good effort. But Ronan Whelan rises again. I wouldn't be sure about the ground if the ground turned up soft, what would happen there. I think Peachtree is probably the one, as you say, was a good second to say Just Wonderful in a group race actually at Tacurra a couple of weeks ago, and that was quite a good effort. Disappointed last time in favour for that Mayhill Stakes actually behind the Cordons, but maybe there was reasons for that. Tarnawa for Gordon for Dermot is an interesting trio or two. Maiden probably won't be good enough to win here, but certainly one to watch for the future. Well, Jessica Harrington's Chocolate Music would definitely have a bit of a chance here. Winner to Curra earlier on the season, beat a good horse called Foxtrot Live, who has certainly done well for Paddy Toomey in the meantime. This one was fifth last time on Champions Weekend in a good listed race. I would give her a good each way chance, but probably the likely winner is Peachtree.
The big race on Sunday, of course, is the 2 mile Irish Cesaro, which, Martin, 25 runners will go into boxes for this one, and it's a wide open contest.
Yeah, William Munster 7 here in this, Patrick, and I have to say one horse I think sticks out a fair bit on form is a horse called Nessam Dorma, the mount of Billy Lee. This one won a very competitive Premier Handicap at the Galway Festival, actually down to that week when he won. Now, he beat a horse called Princess Jaysa, and Limini was third in a driving finish. Now, Princess Jaysa went on and won a Group 2 race last week in France for Gavin Cromwell, as we're saying, and Limini went on and won a big handicap at the Leopardstown Champions Day meeting. Now, that form was really good. She only got £5 for that, Nessam Dorma, off a mark of 94 now. And I know there's 25 runners race, but I think that's really, really good form and should take plenty of beating here. Lots of horses, of course, with chances. You'd have to say that Davis Charm for John Joe Walsh is interesting, especially if the rain keeps coming. It won last time on the flat with Rachel Blackmore up. I see Rory Cleary takes the mount here. Also, Miles to Memphis for Denise Foster. I like this horse myself. I always watch him myself. He was fourth in the race last season off a £5 higher mark, so he's £5 lower on Sunday. And Jimmy Quinn, the English jockey, a very good lightweight jockey, is coming over to take the mount. I think that's an interesting booking, and I would give that a good chance. Mr. Everest and New Cross for Tony Martin. Certainly New Cross was unlucky at the Galway Festival, possibly should have won last time, and Danny Sheehy claims a value of £7. He is out of the handicap, but I think he is certainly a good chance each way. So it's wide open. I think Nessun Dorma will probably win, but be very interested in Miles to Memphis each way.
Okay, anything else on the Navan card on Sunday, Martin?
Yeah, the last race, I suppose, the usual kind of sprinters, it's very open, as you would probably imagine. Horsecog, Miss Power for Eddie Lynham, hasn't really been at her best this season, but I do think she's some decent form to her name, and she might be able to get her head in front there in the very last race. Well, at the opening two-year race, I think a couple of horses there with a bit of a chance. I think Horsecog, That's Not Me for Anthony McCann, has been running very, very well without winning, and maybe can make out a run here. She likes to bounce off in front. She ran very well in the second of Cork last time, and think maybe That's Not Me could be the winner here.
Okay, so that is the Irish racing over the weekend. Let's just have a look around the racing around the world. There's some interesting racing around the world. Start in Australia tomorrow morning at Randwick, because a very valuable race worth over nearly £3.5 million sterling to the winner in the Everest's race, of course. And we have an Irish contender in here in US Navy Flag for Ryan Moore and Aidan O'Brien.
A very interesting horse race, Patrick. Very good two-year-old he was. He won Dewhurst and the Middle Park classes, but he ran 11 times, and I have to say I didn't think he would really train on that much this year, but he proved me wrong, definitely, for sure. But he did try longer distance. He tried to run the English Guineas, right, ran the Irish Guineas. He ran very good races each time, but when they dropped him back to the July Cup, over six furlongs in July, he certainly put up probably his best performance, and he's been kind of rested since then. Now, the only worry is rain is forecast, and he certainly would like to ground as fast as possible. It's obviously a very strong race. The Australian sprinters go lickety split from the start. It's hard to say what chance he has, but it's a brave effort, and as you say, it's one of the richest races in the world, so well worth having a go. I think he's certainly got an each way chance, but whether he can win or not, I'd be worried. But certainly, if the rain came, he would be opposing him.
Yeah, so that is the big one down there. No, Damien Oliver rides the favourite there. Vega Magic, he's about a 5 or 6 to 1 shot. He'd be definitely one to watch come out of the 7 box. Come on, the early hours of Saturday morning around 6:15. Let's have a look at across the water then over in England. Martin Newmarket hosts their Cesarewitch card also on Saturday. But let's have a look at the opening couple of races. The Zetland Stakes is the opening contest for two-year-olds over 10 furlongs. And Aidan O'Brien has two here, Norway and Sydney Opera House.
Well, Norway was extremely impressive winning last time at Nath, I have to say. Really put up a good performance winning over the mile. And this Zetland Stakes is over a mile and a quarter, one of the longest distance races in the Canada for two-year-olds. Both those horses will get the trip fairly well. Sydney Opera House is a decent horse. I think he has been fairly well exposed, though. Whether he's quite good enough, I don't know. But Norway will certainly be the pick of those two, I'd imagine.
The Autumn Stakes is a 2 mile contest over the mile, Martin. And again, Aidan O'Brien is 3 in this one. Western Australia and Circus Maximus, but probably the more likely one of the fancied runners will be Magna Grecia.
Yeah, seen him in a couple of weeks ago at Ness. I thought he was quite impressive on that occasion. Ryan Moore rode him. Took a while to get going. Easy enough to back in the betting as well. You'd imagine he'd improve an awful lot. His 2 year old seems to improve an awful lot from the first runs. He certainly will be one for the shortlist here.
The Darley Dewhurst Stakes, Martin, one of the big two-year-old contests of the autumn campaign. Well, of course, you've got Anthony Van Dyke, who's been piped up for a Guineas next year, along with Christmas, but it's the cold at the bottom, too darn hot, who seems to be the class one in distress.
Yeah, and it's interesting, a half-brother to him made 3.5 million, Patrick, at the Harsod sales there just the other night, so I presume those connections will be hoping too darn hot will win. And with Frankie the Tory, John Gosden, after a brilliant win last week with Enable, of course, in the Creighton Arc, they will be strong favourites here. He does look a good horse. I'm not quite sure. He probably is. The form of the races he's won is as strong as it looks like. There was a horse called Pardini Tortum last time at Doncaster. He's trained by Aidan O'Brien. Now, he only won a nursery here. He wouldn't be any sort of a decent horse at all. Now, he's beaten 7 or 8 lengths on that occasion, so you'd have to say two down hot was impressive. And if he is going to live up to be a Guinea torch for next season, he would have to win this. But this is the strongest Jew horse we've had for quite a while. Sangarius for Sir Michael Stout is a man that doesn't normally win the actual Jew horse. Hasn't won it for many years. He's unbeaten. Is only 2 runs. You've got 3 of Aidan O'Brien's. Mohawk was a good winner the Royal Lodge Stakes last time, but dropping back to 7 forms might not suit him. Christmas and Anthony Van Dyke have both put up some very good performances. Anthony Van Dyke was 2nd in the National Stakes last time behind Quarto, who I think is a very good horse of Charlie Appleby, and he certainly gives Dunnock and O'Brien a big chance of winning here. I think he'd be very positive on him. He'd probably bounce him off maybe close to the front, because I do honestly think he wants a mile or more, but hopefully he put up a good performance. The other Group 1 winner in the race is Martin Mead's Advertise, a good horse here that won the Phoenix Stakes here in August. Oshie Murphy, of course, the jockey really in form, is taking him out on that one. So it's a fascinating race. I suppose if you're following doing two down hot, he'd have to win this, but I think Anthony Van Dyke will go close.
Of course, the big race is the £500,000 Cesarewitch Stakes over 2.25 miles, Martin. You mentioned about Limini earlier on, and interesting to know that William Owens is bringing over French jockey Pierre Charles Boudot.
And he's one of the top jockeys in France, Patrick, so he's certainly well worth his place here. And she only carries a £4 penalty for winning last time as Leopardstown. She would have more weight to carry here, so it's interesting they're going in this contest. Willie has seven of the runners here, of 34 runners, and really with the prize money, I'm not surprised there's so many runners. He's got an awful lot of very big chances. I suppose the likely favourite is Robert Winston's ridden Stratum for Willie. This one was well back for the Ebor after winning very well a couple of weeks before that in England, but he got no run whatsoever in the Ebor. I can see why he is going to star favourite here. In saying that though, it is a very, very strong contest, as you would expect. Stars Overseas, a horse for Ian Williams that likes to make all the running, and he won the trial here a couple of weeks ago by 10 lengths. He's only carrying a £4 penalty for that. He'll probably bounce off in front again and try and burn them off from the front, and he must have a good chance of doing that. The one I do like though is the other Irish runner, Southern France, Raiden O'Brien. He's only a 3-year-old. He's an excellent run the last time in third in the English St. Ledger behind Kew Gardens, who finished 7th in the Ark last weekend, and a horse called Lati Dar was 2nd in that race. Again, John Gosden, Frankie Dettori, a very, very good filly indeed. I thought it was a good run in the Ledger. He went up £9 for that, Patrick, but most important, he doesn't have to carry that £9 tomorrow, because this was an early closing race and he didn't win, so he didn't get penalised. So I have 9-2 with Dunnock on board. He makes plenty of appeal for me. I have a few good on him each way, 12-1, and I'm hoping he'll give me a good run. But there's lots of, any of those Aidan O'Brien ones, the likes of Mary Devi and even Tony Martin's Golden Spear has run quite good races at times. Law Girl is another one. She likes to ground as fast as possible. She ran very well and went 2nd to Limini last time. There wasn't much between her and Leopardstown. So I'm hoping for an Irish win here. It's a really strong challenge, obviously, with 9 Irish runners in a field of 34. But it's a £500,000 prize money has obviously tempted some of the Irish trainers to go over. It's not a race we have a great record in. We haven't actually won it since 2007 when a horse called Legspinner won it for Tony Martin. So hopefully that'll end tomorrow. I'm hoping Southern France can do it.
Okay, so that is the big race tomorrow, due off at 22-4. Martin, we're running out of time, but it's that time of the week where it's your best bets.
Okay, Navan on Sunday, Nessam Dharma definitely in the 4.25, the Irish Cesarewitch in Limerick on Sunday. Definitely, I go along with you, Patrick, Black Scorpion in the Munster National. Limerick on Saturday, I like the chance of Only Human in the 2.10. And Fairy House on Saturday, I go along with Neddy Vaughan in the 3.10.
Okay, so good racing this weekend. 4 Irish meetings down for decision. Fairy House and Limerick on Saturday. And of course, you've got Limerick and Fairy House and Limerick on Saturday. Navan and Limerick on Sunday. And of course, you've got the load of Irish runners taking their chances over at Newmarket tomorrow. Martin, thanks very much for joining us this week. And of course, we'll be back next week for some good action at both Naas, Leopardstown and Cork.
That's right indeed. Thanks, Patrick. Thanks very much indeed.
Your horse racing preview was brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.